Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's a little dreary out there, but have the morning you want to have.
Feels like a fall Thursday. We're getting there. The leaves are changing. The weather's starting to get a little bit chillier. It feels like that.
Yeah. I will say the one thing that fall always does that is annoying is that it rains more.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have used some of that when I was melting in the summer. Just a little bit.
I was going to say,
how many times did we get the suburban we need that rain?
I mean, I did it a lot.
You did it a lot, actually, over the course of the summer.
I was going to say, you're not like a big thunderstorm guy?
It's just...
But, I mean, you made it sound like, no, like, I just needed it during the summer,
Yes, I want to enjoy the cooler temperatures, and nobody likes going outside in rain.
No, cold rain's also one of the worst.
Particularly one of the worst things ever.
No, that's right.
Total first world problems I'm talking about right now, by the way.
Morning, everybody. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We've got the third Sabres preseason game tonight. They are at Detroit, I believe.
They are at Detroit. It's going to be a lot of a bottom six of the NHL, youngster heavy, and the defensive pairing of Owen Power and Michael Kesselring.
Oh, very nice. This is... Now the midway point of the preseason, they only actually have six of those games. They'll have one more on Saturday this week and then two next week, and then we'll get ready for the regular season. Also tonight we have Thursday Night Football, Seattle-Arizona. That game, due to the Sabres game being tonight, will be over on the Bet 1520 and, of course, for television purposes, Amazon Prime. Do, though, want to start talking a little bit more as we lead into the week. Yesterday, we got our first injury report. There were four players on that for the Buffalo Bills. Three players did not practice. Although one of them kind of kiboshed any worries, like immediately, even before the injury report actually came out, that being right tackle Spencer Brown. He missed practice yesterday with a calf injury. He was on One Bills Live, like right after practice, and was, I'm fine, guys. I'll be fine. So he immediately kiboshed kind of any words. And to be fair, him showing up and doing the interview,
that's also
kind of also puts a little bit of a, oh, okay, we're fine.
Players that are injured typically are not made media available.
No.
So that might even just be like, hey, you know, going on there just to make sure that we can clear it up, that he's okay. That said, the Bills have really good offensive line depth if you want to take the week to be cautious.
If they do want to be cautious. Again, it didn't seem like Brown was all that worried about his injury. He really kind of, I mean, even, you know, Stephen Kress kind of just moved right along with it. So there was no real worries about that. And again, I mean, him just being there in general kind of points to, I think the Bills are just being careful for a Wednesday practice. I would kind of expect him to be limited today. AJ Epenesa was limited with a pec injury. And then the other two players who were out, somewhat not surprising. I think we're all kind of just waiting to see if there's any changes to Matt Milano and Ed Oliver. Both did not practice. Oliver, an ankle, and then Milano, a pec injury. And before I do forget, the Barnes from Injured Report, it is brought to you by the Barnes from Injured. For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. It's not a bad injury report by any means. We've talked about it a lot with the Bills' schedule. They can maybe play a little bit more with this. They may also want to, just to get a better idea of what this team will look like when guys like Ogunjobi and Hoyt and eventually Max Hairston are back, who is going to get the inactive? How is that going to work if everyone, yes, of course, is healthy? That's something I know Sal's been talking about this week, especially with the likes of TJ Sanders,
yep,
at defensive tackle, who, while not been horrendous, has not been good. He's been a rookie.
He's been
struggling.
He's probably been of the players that started up in week one, he's been the lesser of the four, is I think the way to put it. It's not bad, but you've definitely been the lesser of the four. Then Ed Oliver gets hurt. You've got Zion Logue playing some snaps now as well. I would imagine it's going to stay like that. If Oliver's healthy and Ogunjobi comes back, well, that kind of paints the picture of the lesser of the four.
Mm-hmm.
Is the one that probably gets scratched when there's five of you. And that's not necessarily what I'd call an indictment on Sanders. There's plenty of time for him to make it a more difficult conversation. It's just how it currently is lying.
It doesn't help either that it's not like their defense has exploded onto the scene and you're going there. Sucks for TJ Sanders, but... they're going to go to the best players. They're playing so well.
Somebody's got to sit, kind of thing.
You know, to be fair, they're going to move off of TJ Sanders, maybe, with Ogunjobi and Hoyt coming back and some of these other guys, because the run defense hasn't been particularly good. The pass defense isn't finishing. You know, that is still a concern with their defense.
Right.
And that's the struggle I think many of us are having. It's been great seeing Deion Walker and Jackson Hawes be great right away and play pivotal snaps for the Bills. Hawes, I think, still is like PFF's highest rated tight end, or one of them. Deion Walker is getting shout outs on national shows. But your first round rookie, no fault of his own, picked up an injury. And yesterday, Sean McDermott kind of did want to put a little bit of water on the fire just to kind of calm everyone down, settle expectations. And that makes sense. A knee injury for a corner, you want to settle expectations. And then we're having honest conversations about when people are coming back, are they going to make their second round pick this year inactive? I understand Sal's point. It's a good problem to have because you have depth, you have rotation.
Right.
I don't disagree with that. I will say, though, I can feel better about that conversation if they're lighting the world on fire on defense and you go, well, the best guys are going to play. And you may sit out, but that's not really an indictment necessarily on you. Right now, where they are defensively, it may be an indictment on these guys. And we've talked about this, how they have not gotten great production out of their early rookies in a few years. Kincaid has a great first year, albeit more kind of to the rose-colored glasses of what Bills tight ends have been throughout their career. But a good year. Second year, though, not so much. He's finally really starting, it feels like, to come around on his third year. This has been a very, very strong start for him.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyrie Elam might be one of the worst corners in football, just flat out.
Yep.
His career did not revive in Dallas. If anything, it's a referendum on everything.
As a matter of fact, through two games, I do remember him being the player that has allowed the most passing yards or has been held responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not looking good there. You do want to see a little bit more consistency on the defensive side of the football in terms of these draft picks right now, because it's really seeming like it's on that side where the consistency's not been there. Like, yeah, you've got a Christian Benford, for example, but thank goodness you did.
I mean, right. Like, that's a big part of this is I love the hits in the later rounds. And so far, Deion Walker and Jackson Hawes have been that. But a lot of those are much more shots in the dark. You really don't know how those guys are going to – you certainly don't know first and second round, but – later rounds, you have no idea. You're picking basically one trait and hoping you can work everything else out. it's worked so far with them, with Deion Walker and Jackson Hollis. It's worked with Christian Benford and Matt Milano in years past. And
Taron
like
Johnson.
That.
Like Taron Johnson. You can bring up names of late round picks a lot quicker than you can of round one and round two picks. Because you think about it on the other side of these things. And like, ready? The player that's kind of been on a milk carton right now in terms of the pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Rousseau.
Yep. I thought he was going to be somebody that really took advantage of Bosa and the new additions to the defensive tackle group and stuff like that. And if anything, he's been a relative ghost. I did see some numbers that point to, you know, he's maybe not as quiet. The eye test is not saying that.
The eye test is not saying it. And while the pressures against Miami in particular were better, he still also has the same problem as last year. Finish. He has half a sack through three games.
I mean, I think, isn't the Bills' leading sack guy having two? I think it's Joey Bosa with two.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I think that's maybe. So they haven't really gotten to the quarterback a ton. They're not Cleveland, who is just on a rampage to start the year on defense only. But that's something I've thought about because I know Sal's taken a little bit of heat from that, and it's been a conversation of just, you know, where they're at with the rookies. And for me, like, this has been my one big gripe with Brandon Bean. I think he's fine with the cap, if not really good with the cap. He's able to field a good roster, but oftentimes not a great roster, a good roster to go along with Josh Allen. And at times that is more than enough. They made the AFC Championship last year. He's made some big moves in the past. Some have bitten him in the butt. Others haven't. Stephon Diggs and Von Miller. But the drafting acumen, it has left a lot to be desired. And I get it. You're drafting later in the first round. It's harder to find hits. But I also get worried about the kind of players they're taking. Landon Jackson being one of them.
Yep.
His athletic scores look great. However, he looks super stiff and really never popped once in college.
Not a very bendy pass rusher.
No.
And by the way, not even two. The leading sack getters
is one.
With five of them is one.
Yeah.
They only have six sacks in three games. You want that number to be better, especially when the teams that you've played have been the Jets and the Dolphins. You got more sacks against Lamar Jackson than you did Tua.
Well, that might be a Jackson problem, actually, now thinking about it with how Monday night went.
Yeah, Baltimore's offensive line has kind of not been too good.
Not even just that. I mean, Jackson holding on to the ball too much. I look especially at the goal line situation, that fourth and goal, where the one thing you can't do on that is take a sack, and he takes like a 20-yard sack.
Yeah.
It's the one thing
I still look at
do.
A team that gave up eight sacks in two games in Miami, and you got none.
Yeah, you got nothing on that. It's something I'm gonna look for now, especially with this softer schedule, with they have New Orleans this week, and then New England, then Atlanta. Okay, are we going to start to see TJ Sanders maybe pop? Are we going to see Deion Walker really just kind of continue this run here? Hawes the same thing. Because we're going to probably have to be waiting on Max Harrison, I think, a little bit longer.
Right.
Sal, you mentioned it yesterday with Bulldog, and I'm sure he's mentioned it throughout this week as well. Once they, quote-unquote, activate him from IR when he starts practicing with the team, or not activate him from IR, but once he starts practicing with the team, they have 21 days, or he has to go on IR for the year.
Right.
That's probably not going to happen. But the tone from McDermott did maybe point
to... Yeah, it didn't sound great.
Hey, you know, we're going to have to be patient and what have you. And it's just they're not getting enough results from these young guys. I love what Hawes has shown the Bills. But he's mainly been just an excellent blocker. It's been great for them. It's allowed their running game to really flourish. But he's been, for the most part, just an excellent blocker. Deion Walker's had some flash plays. And really, what more do you expect from both fourth and fifth rounders? You really shouldn't expect much.
Correct.
It should be from your third round pick. You hope that he's active or at least showed something in the preseason, in camp, that would maybe point to, hey, there's something there. I haven't seen that at all. TJ Sanders, a little bit slower going, but now as the season started, haven't really seen much at all. And it's on the unit where we have the most questions. The offense, I really don't have many questions. You know, I put a pin in it, but I, you know, kind of thought about discussing, has James Cook already earned his contract?
And I would honestly,
three games.
As a quick answer to that, yeah, probably.
Yeah. The Bills, for the wide receivers, I see separation stats from yesterday that Keon Coleman is up there averaging like 3.2, 3.4 yards per separation, which is way up from last year for him. Kincaid, we just already mentioned it, is looking much better this year. really the fact that the Bills wanted him to get stronger, that looks to be on display every game. His blocking's been incredible.
It's also target efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Kincaid was targeted a good amount last year. Allen was not connecting with his tight end.
No, this year, there was no connection there.
This year, he's connecting with him. Good. Because he has the athletic profile to be one of those guys. It was just the chemistry between quarterback and tight end was just not there. This year, early on, it looks like it's there. Good. You're going to need him. Because you drafted the player on the design of, oh, he's basically like a wide receiver. Well, then show me.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, through three games, you're showing me. He's second on this team by 7 yards to Coleman.
And really, for Coleman, and this is not a negative on him, but just more how they're using him, a lot of that is now we can kind of see a little bit inflated from the first game. Really, the fourth
quarter. It is inflated from the first game.
Really, the fourth quarter.
I also, if there was one chintzy OPI call that was not called, Coleman looks a little bit more impressive in
right.
the Jets game. But it is looking like, and this is something that Joe DiBiase brought up in the last hour that I was really getting fascinated with, which is how often the Bills are running personnel differently.
Mm-hmm.
For example, running 13 personnel or 22 personnel. And Joe bringing these things up was really fascinating to me because of the fact that the Bills are utilizing their tight ends. They are utilizing different packages more commonly than other teams are. So much so that they're 29th in the percentages of using 12 personnel, which is something that was a Kenneth Dorsey staple. I do think that because he's probably getting on the field more commonly than other tight ends and other teams, you're able to use the athletic profile of Kincaid a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows the biggest problem of all. I'm not going to be like Mel Kiper here from last year where he said, make too high safety illegal. Sorry, coaches don't want to get beat deep, Mel. That's the end of the story. They're going to keep calling it. But the Bills do seem ahead of the curve on how to counter it with multiple tight ends, with good athletic profiles, offensive linemen that can destroy you and pave the way for one of the better running backs in the National Football League, and a quarterback that can make every throw. That's the formula, and that third part's tough to get, but that's a good formula on how to counter the too high safety. You take what they give you. All of a sudden, Allen, who was known for having a penchant for turnovers up until a couple of years ago, all of a sudden is one of the cleaner quarterbacks to play football right now.
Mm-hmm. He had a little bit of a bite, too, to him in his press conference yesterday with the media.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of a bite where, because he was being asked, about throwing the ball deep and pushing the ball down the field. And he was kind of like, yeah, I know, but, I'm going to take what's open.
Welcome.
And that's the thing. The running game is allowing for many of these shorter routes to be open. They're just going to it. We're seeing some of the separation stats. They're not the best. I think there were points in the Miami game as well that it wasn't necessarily the play calling. I think there was guys just not getting open all that much. It was a bit of a mix for Miami. But it has allowed him to be the best version of himself.
It is also, simply, we have to call it what it is. Welcome to the too high era.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. We talked with Luke Johnson yesterday. New Orleans.
Yeah.
And he mentions, even Spencer Rattler is seeing too high safety. Teams do not want to get beat deep. This is the era of defense that we're getting called. And yes, cover two is typically your most commonly called defense in all of football. You play it when you're in middle school and you keep playing it all the way throughout. However, in tougher leagues with more complex coverages, teams are just putting up an outright refusal in the NFL to get beat deep. Bad teams get beat deep. Looking at you, Dallas. The difference between Dallas and Kansas City, for example. The New York Giants alone. Russell Wilson throws for a career-high 450 yards against Dallas. And that is because they are not running as much of a two-high shell. Or they're getting beat with it. But typically, who are the players that are trailing Neighbors or Wandell Robinson in that game? It's Trayvon Diggs or Kyrie Elam. And now, you go to Kansas City. Russell Wilson just keeps throwing moon balls, and it's not working. He keeps throwing them. Why? Kansas City's playing too high. They have the personnel that runs it effectively. Teams run too high. With the players so far back now that it is a little obnoxious. You're seeing plays now on the broadcast view where the safeties aren't even on the screen. What you're seeing is 9 on 11. This is the too high era. Defenses are being called a certain way because they do not want to get beat deep. And it has to come from a screw-up that you see the deep passing game nowadays. It's like when the NHL head coaches took all the fun out of three-on-three overtime. I liken it to that, where it's all about possession is nine-tenths of the law now. And the first time we saw three-on-three overtime in the World Cup of Hockey, it was one of the most exciting sequences we'd ever seen. You look at Sweden, Team North America, for example, as, hey, this is what this is supposed to be. And what it is now is completely different. Football is the same thing. You've got these big-armed quarterbacks. You're expecting them to be able to beat players over the top, beat teams over the top, have these gaudy passing yard numbers right now. And that's not as consistent across the league anymore. Why? Teams are deciding on an outright refusal to get beat deep that way that you counter with short, quick, death by a thousand cuts, efficiency, or you counter with a bigger running game. Last year, the running back totals started looking like they were not from this era.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of went back to when it was justifiable to take a running back top five and to build your team around defense in a running game, to a certain extent.
But it's becoming true.
But it was still, you had guys like Saquon and Derrick Henry that for a little while there, it looked like both were going to run for 2,000 yards. You still had Jonathan Taylor and Bijan Robinson go over 1,200, 1,300 yards. And now this year, we're back to it of Jonathan Taylor's leading the league in rushing. He's on pace, I think, for early days, but like 1,700 yards. James Cook is on pace for 1,600 yards rushing. Like you are going back to that.
1,600 for a back. And ready? Here comes the other caveat. This year, you're starting with shorter field position. Or better field position.
Mm-hmm.
You have shorter fields that you have to drive on. Which means eventually, the deep ball is not getting called. You get one first down and suddenly, that is going to become far less common. That you're going to be able to call up a moonshot. The probability is not there. The boundary is an extra defender. This, that, and the other. It looks like strategy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Defensive strategy has caught up. The best teams are the ones that can do both.
And the Bills look like to be, for 2 years now, running well ahead of the curve.
Matter of fact, the Bills may not even be that good at deep passing. Allen, outside of 1 year, 2020, does not have the best percentages on what's already a low percentage play. Of course, everyone can point to, oh yeah, what about the Diggs dropping, the Sherfield dropping, the AFC divisional game at home against Kansas City? Yeah, so what? I have a belly button. If we want to talk about things that really don't matter to the conversation, it is overall that Allen does not have the best numbers on that. Yes, the receivers have dropped some footballs in the past. It's also one game. But you did notice there was a pattern that Allen was not connecting with those deep balls if the player was not named Gabe Davis.
Yeah. That was sort of the one thing Davis was really, really good at is him and Allen's deep ball connection was usually very, very good.
And the 2020 season was a monster in and of itself. And 2021 to follow that as well, where the deep passes were not as effective, but the intermediate game was the strongest it had ever been. And teams defensively and strategically, they've caught up. And that's okay. Especially because you're one of the teams that has handed a running back a second contract.
803-0550, the number to call. Just talking some of the things we're going to be looking at over the next few weeks. The Bills have a little bit of a softer schedule. The point spread's probably going to show that. Bills taking on the New Orleans Saints this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Highmark Stadium. They're around a 16.5-point favorite. Also, with that being said, do want to kind of jump back into that topic as well that we talked with on Tuesday, being who do you actually want to win? Kansas City, Baltimore this Sunday. Xavier Worthy, a full participant at practice yesterday, could be a very, very instrumental piece for the Chiefs if they want to get their season underway. And maybe that's a bad thing? Maybe we do want to root for the Ravens? I'm not sure. I would love to hear your thoughts. Derek would love to hear your thoughts. 803-0550, again, the number to call. Jeff, Mike, if you hang on the line, we'll get to you after this quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR. Hour number one continues to roll along here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sabres are in action. Their third preseason game of six. They're 2-0. Consta Hellenius, by the way, getting a third straight game. He's looked very nice.
I'm starting
to
think it's something to pay attention to, and I will put more attention on that when I have to host in place of Brian Koziel tonight.
Yeah, so you're going to be hanging out here. So, you're going to leave at noon, come back at like 6:30-ish, 6-ish. And get right back on.
No, I'm coming back earlier than that. I've got homework to do.
You got homework to do. It is effectively the Sabres Americans. That's tonight going.
Yeah, it looks like the roster's a lot of the bottom six or middle six of the Sabres. Power, Kesselring, and Rochester.
Rochester, yeah.
And that's okay. It's preseason. Those rosters are going to happen. Do I get the good graces of seeing Darlene Tage and and while working the shift? No.
No.
And that's just the straw I draw.
It is preseason. It is somewhat expected.
I'm absolutely going to heckle Brian about that, but you know what?
He's at the Ryder Cup, man. He's enjoying himself.
I did also agree to this, so yeah. It is my fault.
He's at the Ryder Cup. I'm very excited for that to start up. That should be a lot of fun down at Bethpage back, which is in Lower New York, so that should be fun.
Speaking of fun, I do love the opportunity to like have hopefully an easy day with the Bills and Saints, and then we get to watch which one of those teams goes to 1-3. That's also fun. Between the Ravens and the Chiefs?
I have hated this. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. I have like had this weird feeling for the early part of the season that I'm looking forward more to hate watching certain games than I am watching a Bills game. And like I guess that's somewhat...
Welcome to the current climate.
Yeah, I guess it's somewhat of the you're a good team. You're sort of expected to win. Like you are going to be schedule watching. And
your hated
standing.
Rivals are outside the division.
Yeah, and so like that, like it was the same with Eagles-Chiefs. Like I was really pumped for that game and was just, all right, let's hurry this up. I want to go watch Eagles Chiefs. It's going to be the same thing where I just hope this is 35-7, move on. No one really has any big takes and we all get to 425 Ravens Chiefs, or if you're a psycho, Rams Colts, because the Colts are also undefeated. So that could be interesting. 803-0550, the number to call. We go to the phones. Mike is up first. Mike, how are we doing this morning?
Hey guys, I originally called in about I wanted the Baltimore Ravens to probably lose the game, but then mm-hmm. I started thinking as you guys started talking, and it's been a fluky year ever since training camp started with all these injuries that just pop up out of nowhere. Is it a product of our strength and conditioning? Are we doing something different? Is it just bad luck? What is going on? Because I don't know that I've ever seen these many injuries to start the season. And God, you know, thank God they're not season-ending injuries. Mm-hmm. We can move some pieces around. But why do we continue to have these type of injuries? An ankle, a calf, you know, it just seems odd to me.
Yeah, Mike, I think a lot of it comes down to it's purely luck.
It is entirely
luck-based. For
years,
the Bills were very good at just not having any injuries. And then, I mean, last year they had what seemed to be like a widespread pandemic of wrist injuries. A lot of it is based off of luck. A lot of it is also internally taking care of yourself. Sounds ridiculous, but like stretching and doing, you know, pre-workouts before your workout. It's little stuff like that.
And professionals typically know to do this.
Yeah. So a lot of it ends up being just luck. You see it all the time. A guy has never picked up an injury in college. 4 years. Started all four. Gets to the NFL's first 3 years, he has injuries.
Better yet, I've got a story of two Georgia running backs that have suffered ACL tears and became the best at their position for the time being. Like,
it happens all the
time. Nick Chubb tore both of his knees up, and he was one of the better backs until he had to finally go through another knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Gurley becomes a first-round pick. He had a devastating knee injury. When the Bills drafted Willis McGahee all those years ago, has anyone worried about his knee through the entirety of his career, be it in Buffalo or elsewhere?
No, yeah. He had an awful, awful, horrific knee injury in Miami.
And that's my point, is when you play a contact sport, injuries are just bound to happen. It's a question of when. Look at the Detroit Lions last year. I don't think we have a right to complain. Look at the San Francisco 49ers, seemingly every year. You want to talk about injuries? We've got no problems compared to them.
Yeah, I think more what I look at with like the new strength and conditioning department for the Bills, I actually am more positive on it, mainly just through one guy, Kincaid. They wanted him to get stronger. They wanted him to be more physical. He's been that.
But again, it's a contact sport. People are going to get hurt. And that is something that should be more than understandable. People are just going to get hurt. That's how contact sports work, unfortunately. It's barbaric to say it in such a point-blank term, but that is how it is. There is a reason that the entertainment dollar on them is up by this, because there is an injury risk. And they try to get these contracts locked up because there is an injury risk. It is luck. It's always going to be luck.
Even look at guys like Joe Burrow. Burrow's not taking injuries because he's taking all of these sacks. He's really not. It's more of the fluky ones. Even this one is his foot.
Last year, the wrist injury.
The wrist injury.
Or not last year, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's just throwing a football, and
Yeah, like
it's kaput. He's done for the year.
He's taking all these sacks, but that's not where his injuries are coming from.
Matt Milano last year, he tackles a tackling dummy.
Yeah.
Tears his bicep.
It's a lot of it is luck. It's not really the strength and conditioning department. Look, could they play a part into it? Sure. And they could play a little bit of a part of keeping guys healthy, better, you know, taking care of yourself, more nutrition and what have you.
Human physiology grows and evolves. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that, like, what's the more common injury that we're seeing these days now? Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
You see the unfortunate play where they start to run and then you see, I'm not going to describe it. What the hell am I doing here? But you see the injury happen and you just go, oh no, that's that. That's an Achilles. You know right away. We've seen enough of them now that we can diagnose it without a medical degree.
Mm-hmm.
It's luck.
It's really what it is. It is fluky. It is lucky. Let's go back to the phones. Jerry is next up. Jerry, how we doing?
Do we really realize how cool Sunday is going to be? You have Bill Saints.
Yep.
Ravens, Chiefs, Cowboys, Packers, the last day of the baseball season. And if you've been following baseball, there are like 8 races going on. And the Ryder Cup single matches.
Bill Saints is like well below that, too. That's the worst part.
It's so far down on the list. I love that, Jerry.
Like we're
thank
watching
you.
It because it's Bills fans, but it's so far down the list.
I'm like,
which
yeah.
Is good.
Jerry's got a great point. Like, there's a hell of a docket on Sunday.
Oh, man.
And then there's Bill Saints.
And then there's Bill Saints. Thankfully, with that, though, it's at 1. So we'll all start our day with that. Hopefully, it goes super well. Even if they just win by 14 and they don't cover the spread. I know that's how high the spread is. We can all relax, enjoy it. Hopefully, there's nothing too bad. You go on to 425. You're seeing Chiefs. And ultimately, for Chiefs Ravens, too, I think there is a genuine conversation of who do you want to win more. So it's not – we're not all rooting for – definitively one result. We're kind of just hate watching. We want to see how bad both of them maybe could be, or
go for the tie.
Go for the tie. You have the Ryder Cup going on during all of that. We'll see if Team USA is better than isn't that the whole thing with the Ryder Cup is that the Europeans are better? So like I'm rooting for the USA, but like isn't that the whole thing? Like I'm a little worried for Sunday and the baseball season.
As a Jays fan, I hate this.
I said it yesterday. As an Angels fan, almost always kind of step away from baseball for a little while and then come back towards the start of the playoffs or really the end of the regular season. And that's partially I root for a team that, you know, when they get 80 wins, it's a nice day. They're at like 70-something now. So I come back a little bit later. But, yeah, like to Jerry's point too, like the division races, you have the one going on in the AL East now where Toronto is only the second worst collapse we're seeing currently right now. And you have, you know, the Yankees – kind of really jumping forward. Boston, by the way, because of their wins against Toronto, are getting back into it. That's exciting. The Central is maybe the story in baseball right now, with Detroit having about a month ago, August 25th, a 12.5 game lead in the Central. They've lost it all to Cleveland. Cleveland beat them again last night and have now completely taken first place in the AL Central.
It's getting wild there.
I think as well, too, I think I did the math correctly on this. I think they've played 23 games so far in September. They've only lost 5 of them. Cleveland is on an absolute tear. And that's something to get excited about, too. Like, two of the last 3 World Series champions have more come from you got hot at the right time. Last year ended up being Dodgers-Yankees. 2 great teams, 2 great markets. Boom, they're in the World Series. But Texas and Washington was just more they got really hot at the right time. If you're a Guardians fan, you're looking at Cleveland going, this is our time. This is our time. They're not even that far out of first place in the AL. They probably won't get it just due to not enough games left. But they're on a hot streak. That's super exciting. That's a ball. And then, of course, if you're a Mets fan, tough game last night against the Cubs. I think it was in the second or the third. Cubs scored 5 and really never looked back.
Hug your nearest Mets fan.
It's been a really, really good end of the baseball season. And Jerry's right to point out, Sunday should be a great sports day.
Sunday is a great sports day.
And on that, you get a nice little teaser, light, nice little appetizer as well for Saturday with the college schedule, college football schedule. I know I brought up week 1 a lot. That was somewhat of a fail. Week 1 for college football was kind of ugly a little bit. The top 10 matchups were not that great. Ohio State, Texas was pretty much a bore, 14-7. Clemson, LSU. Clemson sucks, just flat out.
Yeah, so they're just not good.
That ultimately didn't end up being any good. But looking at the top 25 matchup this week, you have LSU, Mississippi, Ole Miss. And if you've seen anything from this, Lane Kiffin's daughter's dating one of the LSU linebackers. That's going to be awesome. That's phenomenal. Lane Kiffin's even commented on it going, hey, it's fine. We're going to cover the spread. This is great.
We're going to cover the spread. This is great.
You have Oregon at Penn State.
Yes.
A night game at Happy Valley. Both teams have looked great. Dante Moore is one of the Heisman favorites at Oregon. He's their quarterback. That's number 6 versus number 3. I should mention LSU Mississippi. That's 4 versus 13. And then you also get Georgia-Bama. Georgia hosting Alabama at 7:30 as well. There's some really,
SC
really
Illinois.
Great games.
Purdue's not playing to make me sad.
There you go.
Yours, your impossible fight is with the Angels. Mine's with Purdue football.
But the college schedule is a great setup for what should be a great sports Sunday. And even then, too, should mention the Ryder Cup Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you're also going to have that as well. Should be a great weekend for sports.
It is a fantastic weekend for sports, and it is going to be... Hey, you know what? And even if you are a hockey junkie, there's a Saturday Sabres preseason game for you.
That is right.
So sprinkle that in for your sports weekend as a whole.
And it'll be home versus Detroit.
Correct.
803-0550, the number to call. Pregame for tonight's game at Detroit will be at 6 p.m. with Chope and the Bulldog. Derek will take over for your in-game action at 7. Both will be right here on WGR. It is radio only, although they might be playing Detroit's video broadcast over on MSG.
Like they did on Monday with Columbus.
Haven't mentioned it. We're hoping to touch base with Sal Capaccio at around 11. Talk about the Bills injury report. There was only 4 names there, but 3 players did not practice. Ed Oliver and Matt Milano, the continued representation of the did not practice. We'll get his thoughts on all of that. And, of course, still taking your calls for Sunday. Ravens, Chiefs, who do you want to win? Does it even kind of matter this early who goes to 1-3? Is it still too early to really look at potential playoff seedings? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Don't really care. It's a lot of fun. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A little bit of Sabres news ahead of tonight's game. For the goaltenders, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen going to have his first full practice today. That, according to head coach Lindy Ruff. Also, note for your player sheets, Yuri Kulik did tweak a muscle. He is not going to play tonight. The anticipation is he's not going to play tonight. He is going to miss about a day or two. Nothing too serious. And then Georgiev will get the full game tonight in net. The last two games, the Sabres have been starter gets two periods. Devin Levi gets the third. Tonight, it's going to be Georgiev getting the full game.
Kozak going in for Kulik from what I saw as well. Man, I lost a little bit of the luster, though, for wanting to watch tonight because I really like
it is a preseason
watching
game.
Yuri Kulik.
It is a preseason game.
Yeah,
there are points to where if you get too excited to watch it, you need to reevaluate.
If you tweak a muscle, though,
right.
For a preseason game. I have to be here, Zachary.
I know,
don't
I
judge
know,
me.
I know.
Don't judge me. I'm not a complete sicko.
But it is still a preseason game. The expectation should always be very low.
I'm not a complete sicko, and I know that word complete is doing heavy lifting here, okay?
Doing all right.
But I did lose a little bit of the sparkle in that one of like, okay, I don't get to watch Yuri Kulik, and I like watching Yuri Kulik.
Yeah, he's one of their better young players and one of the guys they've really kind of, it seems like early, they've really nailed the development of him. 803-0550, the number to call. We go to Ryan next up. Ryan, how we doing?
Zach, I love the show, guys.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk about KC and multiple game lines. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if you guys see the schedule for this week, AFC North, all teams, they are dog except for Baltimore. And even if Baltimore loses to KC, I think Baltimore will still win the AFC North. When you look at the AFC West, if KC loses to Baltimore, they could literally be in last place in the AFC West. That's crazy. And that would be great for the Bills, if you ask me. So that's my take on it, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, Ryan, thanks
for
the call.
Appreciate that.
I think that's probably one of the better ways to look at it is that Baltimore probably still is going to be the favorites to win the AFC North, even if they go to 1-3, because Joe Burrow, I imagine, to be out for most of, if not the entire season, depending on where Baltimore or depending on where Cincinnati's at when he is healthy following that turf toe surgery. Pittsburgh is kind of, I mean, they're Pittsburgh. They're probably going to be the sixth or seventh seed. They'll win 9 to 10 games. And there they are. Now, that could lead them to winning the AFC North if Baltimore is, in fact, 1-3. And then Cleveland, who have an incredible defense and no offense at all. The same cannot be said for the AFC West.
Oh, my God. Like, if Cleveland just has a quarterback, their roster is so good.
Yeah, because, I mean, Jerry Jeudy had, what, 1,200 yards last year, and they can't get him going.
Right.
They got this Fanning kid from Bowling Green who looks very good. They really are, feels like, a quarterback away from being very, very interesting in the AFC hierarchy. But in the AFC West, Denver is trying to kind of figure their stuff out. Bo Nix is maybe having a sophomore slump of sorts. Their defense, though, is still very good. They did lose to the Chargers, though. That's going to sting them. Raiders are kind of bad. Like, good job, you beat New England, but they're pretty bad. The real star of that is the Chargers. The Chargers are 3-0 and look very convincing. This looks like Jim Harbaugh in the second year of a program. He's
right.
Won literally everywhere he's been, including all the way back at the University of San Diego. Not the Aztecs, not San Diego State, the University of San Diego. He's won everywhere he's gone. He helped build a Stanford football program that for a little while there was very good in the Pac-12. And then San Francisco. I mean, what? His first year he got to the NFC Championship after they won 6 games the year prior. He always wins wherever he goes. You can throw the cheating stuff with Michigan. That's fine. But I'm looking at the whole menu, and he's won everywhere. This kind of is continuing to point to that. And if you give him that wiggle room where he's already got, at worst, you're going to split the series with Kansas City, and then you start 1-3 and he's maybe 4-0, I would immediately say the Chargers are winning that division. I'm not saying the Chiefs aren't going to make the playoffs. I am saying, though, I can't see a Jim Harbaugh coach team losing that division. So that is maybe something to look at is that, look, the Ravens are going to win the AFC North. They'll be one of 2 through 4. But the interesting one might be, where do the Chiefs wind up there? Because of what their division looks like, even if they get Rashi Rice back. And it looks like they are going to get Worthy back. He's a full participant
right.
Yesterday. It may not matter. They're still underdogs at home. 2.5-point dogs against the Ravens.
And that is also because the Ravens do have something that the Chiefs don't right now. Even against solid defenses, they score points.
Yeah, they can score like the wind. Their defense is, and really their secondary.
Even with getting Xavier Worthy back, can Kansas City do that?
Going to be fun to find out. 803-0550, the number to call. Sal Capaccio, maybe on the other side? We're going to find out. Stick with us. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.